This is Akashvani, the news read by Khing Bia Hui. The second Arihant class submarine, INS Arighat, was commissioned into the Indian Navy today at Visakhapatnam in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In his address, the Defence Minister expressed confidence that Arighat will further strengthen India's nuclear triad, enhance nuclear deterrence, help in establishing strategic balance and peace in the region, and play a decisive role in the security of the country. INS Arighat's construction featured advanced technology, special materials, complex engineering and highly skilled workmanship. The presence of both INS Arihant and INS Arighat will enhance India's capability to deter potential adversaries and safeguard its national interest. The Tripura government has declared entire state as natural calamity affected area, even as the Interministerial Central Team, IMCT, is conducting on-the-spot assessments in the most affected places. The Interministerial Central Team, which began on-the-spot assessment for the losses incurred in Gomti and South Tripura districts, will visit Khowai and Sepahi Jala districts tomorrow, which were also battered by rains and floods. So far, 32 persons have lost their lives. Meanwhile, the flood water has contaminated water resources and therefore poses a high risk of outbreak of waterborne disease. Health Department continues to conduct health camps. Also, the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation has issued standard operating procedures, SOPs, to mitigate the risk of waterborne diseases and ensure safe disposal of waste. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that unprecedented work for women welfare has been done in the last 10 years to make them prosperous. Responding on a social media post of Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, the Prime Minister said, "Educational, social, economic and political empowerment of women has been ensured so that women in the country can move ahead." The Central Election Committee meeting of BJP was held at the party headquarters in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda, party's Haryana election in charge and Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and other senior party leaders attended the meeting. The meeting was held to finalise the name of the candidates for the upcoming Haryana Assembly polls. Meanwhile, a meeting of BJP's Haryana Core Committee was held in New Delhi in the afternoon. The meeting took place at Mr. Nadda's residence, was attended by Mr. Shah, Mr. Pradhan and senior party leaders, among others. University Grants Commission today handed over a letter of intent to the University of Southampton, which will establish a campus in India under National Education Policy 2020. UGC Chairman M. Jagdish Kumar handed over the letter in New Delhi in the presence of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Jaishankar said, "The event is a testament to the strong and multifaceted bilateral ties between India and the United Kingdom, of which education is an important pillar." India has reaffirmed its commitment to work closely with Pacific Partner Countries and the Pacific Islands Forum, PIF. At the PIF Dialogue Partners session in Tonga today, Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita, announced that India will fund quick impact projects worth $50,000 each in all 14 Pacific Island countries. In the dialogue session, the minister said, "India is committed to respond to the vulnerabilities caused by natural hazards in the Pacific, including the threat posed by climate change and rising sea level. QIPs are small, low-cost projects that quickly deliver significant benefits such as infrastructure and economic development initiatives." In Paralympic Games Paris 2024, Indian badminton players Sukant Kadam and Tarun Dhillon today won their opening match in SL4 category in the group stage on the opening day. Another shuttler, Suhas Lali Nakere Yathiraj, silver medalist in Tokyo 2020, had a mixed day. Yathiraj started the day with a defeat in the mixed doubles SL3 SU5 partnering Palak Kohli. The 41-year-old shuttler then came back a couple of hours later to start his campaign in the men's singles SL4 on a rousing note, defeating Indonesian duo in Group A. Indian para archers Sheetal Devi today finished second and Sarita ended at ninth in women's individual compound open ranking round at Paris Paralympics 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.